The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
The last few weeks in our guided time, guided meditation time, we've been tuning in to a more direct practice of letting go. So instead of directing the attention in any particular way, we're noticing whatever it is that arises, whatever meaning that the mind, the thinking mind constructs, just remembering that it is passing away. It is going away, it is changing, that letting go is already happening. So we're attuning to this underlying truth that objects of experience are passing away, are changing, are in a sense ungraspable. They're not ground. So as a reminder, as we do this practice, you can just invite the mind to let go. Or inviting the mind to not cling, to not hold. Moment by moment by moment. And then, of course, noticing that the mind has established itself into some meaning, some thought, and then remembering the possibility of letting that be, letting go, letting it pass. Trusting this free fall of change, life, nature is a changing process, and specifically tuning, aligning with the falling away. Letting go of any stance, the ground, any meaning, but remember that the letting go is really more about a realization that it's already passing away, it's already changing. So be creative, keeping this theme of letting go in mind. Any judgment, letting go. Any sense that you're doing the practice well, letting go. Any conception whatsoever, letting go. Or in moments at least, realizing the mind that's not dependent on anything, not needing to be established in anything. So we'll continue in silence now for a while. Keeping it really simple. Letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. Letting things be. discovering in your practice that this willingness to let go, to let be, that it has to be moment by moment by moment by moment. It's not enough to have the intention to let go, to let things be, to allow things to be unfixed or unformed in one moment, but it has to be a continuous moment-to-moment letting go, letting things be, realizing a mind that in this moment's not dependent, not fixed, not seeking ground, so experiment how to allow this to be continuous, this letting go, this letting be. And if you find that the mind judges itself for not letting go, for being caught up in some way, then notice how you can let go of that. You can let that be. We don't need to be identified with failing at this practice. We can just let that go, let that be. appreciating how it is that the mind doesn't need to be fixed or established in anything, even wholesome states. No need to grip, to grasp, to hold to those. No need for the mind to be established in any way, actually, fixed in any way. Of course, words are always a little tricky. So you might notice that even the letting go, the idea of being the one who's letting go, even that can be a kind of ground for the mind. So, of course, then letting go of that idea of being the one who's letting go. As I said earlier, it's more about realizing that everything is moving, everything's falling away, that nothing is ground anyway. So ultimately, it's more about trusting the fluid and insubstantial process nature of phenomena or the experiences that come and go that are being known. Just so happens that reality doesn't turn out to be solid ground. Including even the sensations of the body. They also demonstrate or exhibit this fluid, non-fixed nature. So in the last couple of minutes, if there seems to be some challenge, some obstacle to keeping this theme of letting go in mind, this intention to let go, to let things be, if there seems to be an obstacle to that, then in seeing it, just intend to let that go or to let that be. Not to have a problem with the obstacle, the mind not dependent in any way on there being or not being an obstacle. So, of course, we're practicing a skillful way for the heart, the mind, to be in this world of sensuality. The heart, the mind that lets go. The heart of mind that doesn't need to be dependent, doesn't need anything from the world of sensuality, isn't afraid of it, doesn't need to get rid of it, and appreciating one of the most obvious characteristics of this world of sensuality, which is that everything's coming and going. Sounds and sights and touches and smells and tastes and thoughts, flowing, 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 coming and going. Does this have to be a problem in any way?
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.